Today's word is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 17. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. According to the book of Romans, chapter 8, if we are children of God, then we are heirs. Then what is it that we will inherit? It is the old creation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says that all things are yours. When you watch a TV drama, there is a story where a female main character marries to a man from a wealthy family and she enjoys all that he owns, such as a huge property and everything in it. When we become a family member of Jesus, then we become God's children. In Romans chapter 8, it says, the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. The creation is in search of those who can reign over them with love, not the ones who are to destroy them. Therefore, God gave what he created to Jesus, who is the first fruit, and we will inherit it by becoming the family member of Jesus. Can we possibly own something here on earth for eternity? It is impossible because we don't live here eternally. When we die, our possessions become no longer ours. We can only claim our possession as ours as long as we live an earthly life. But to own something as truly mine, I need to live an eternal life. Jesus said in John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." To live an eternal life is to live for eternity. The fact that we believe in Jesus, it means that we became God's children and gained this eternal life. Having the eternal life is very important because unless otherwise, we can't truly inherit what was promised, and when we live eternally, only then can we be an heir. Therefore, we can have special faith, that is to think that I own everything of this world. But it does not mean that you take advantage of it, but to live with a mindset of ownership of the creation as those who joined the lineage of Jesus. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it talks about the dual aspect of Christians. It is said that they have nothing yet possess everything. There is a dog that is obsessed with a trash can, so the owner bought hundreds of trash cans. Then the dog is no longer obsessed with it. When we know that we are the heirs of all the creation and that we own them, we will no longer be obsessed with a small matter and won't get easily jealous. We have already entered the most noble family of Jesus and became the heirs of God. Knowing this, hope we can live the earthly life with a heart of ownership. Let us pray. Dear Father God, with abounding love, we thank you for granting us the eternal life and making us as the heirs of yours. May we know that what we have received is more than what we could ever imagined, and therefore live our life with a heart of ownership. We thank you, we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.